Wonder if I should sing some Whitney Houston or something.
Welcome to the Aggressive Couch podcast. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
Yes. And we have a sponsor again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Uncle Savage's House of Broken Videotapes.
Yeah.
Come on down and get your copy of Hot Dog the Movie. There's still 100 in stock. They're not going to be around long, and they're moving fast.
Every time I get a movie from them, it's been destroyed.
Yeah. Hey, it's consistency.
Well, it's broken videotapes. Do you think you could maybe sell some fixed ones?
Yeah, maybe.
How much are we getting? How much are we getting paid for that?
Well, let's see, 100% of zero is still zero.
Okay.
It's that Microsoft technology at work.
Yeah. No, you almost feel sorry for Microsoft. Almost.
Yeah, their slogan now should be, at least we're trying.
Yeah, they just had to get out of the phone market.
Yeah.
They finally gave up. After, and at one point they were the leader in smartphones, back when smartphones were still a novelty.
Yeah. Well, I've seen something online just recently where somebody posted pictures of, I guess, a parade at Microsoft from years ago.
Yeah.
When they released their phone, and it was like a funeral for the iPhone or something like that.
They actually had a smartphone in the market before the term smartphone had been coined.
Yeah.
I mean, they were really market leader. It was just they kept trying to, keep trying to steal Apple's thunder when the real threat just comes from the users. I was going to say Google, but no, it's the users. The people that have to use this crap on a daily basis. They don't seem to understand. All I want is a fucking computer that works, that puts me in control of it. I don't want it to do stupid shit. If I did, I'd buy an Apple and get a lobotomy. the video box.
I think it's poised to make a comeback, actually.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of surprised that someone hasn't tried to revive Blockbuster, sort of.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everything what was once old is now new again.
Yeah. And I'm sure the name is out there available. Somebody would probably love to unload it.
Yeah. I'll give you $5 for it.
I mean, it's depressing how things that you used to give away are now worth tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Well, I think there is still one Blockbuster location functioning.
Yeah, I heard that there were two, and somebody did a show about it, even like in October, and it's closed already. So now there's only one in Alaska.
Yeah. I'm signing up for it.
Yeah.
They're going to make a comeback, I think.
I think it's been too long. The name has faded. Nobody really remembers it now, except for nostalgia people.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly maybe Netflix could buy it and have the Blockbuster section.
Yeah.
But I mean, no one's going to buy it and try to launch a competitor to Netflix at this point. Oh, yeah, go to Blockbuster Online. I can remember when we were discussing when it was about to go out of business and they had launched their own online service like Netflix where you could get DVDs online. And I thought that would be so great because you could get them online and return them in the store, get them in the store and return them online. Nope. It's such a missed opportunity.
I know. It seemed like it was perfect. Well, their biggest problem too is they were always overpriced.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely overpriced. Like to run a movie was like $4 for a night or something like that, which is actually incredibly cheap, especially if you're watching it with one other person, because that's still cheaper than going to the movies.
Yeah. The thing is they had to pay for having, 70 copies of the latest movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it was rare for Blockbuster not to have the movie that you wanted to see on opening day. Maybe opening day they wouldn't have it. But typically, within a week of it coming to Blockbuster, you could rent it.
Yeah, because that was always the pisser if you would go there and they'd have, I don't know, 70 copies and they were all out.
Yeah.
Then there was always the people that, there's always the corral of people that would stand by the desk when the movies would come back. It's like, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it.
Well, you know me. I went through the whole thing where I just stopped watching major movies, then I stopped watching independent movies, then I just stopped watching everything. Well, I mean, I still watch stuff. I was watching Marty's Matchbox Makeovers today. Although, when he says it doesn't sound gay. Yeah, he was doing, I think, a Pontiac Tempest.
Yeah.
And Time Rider did like a 69 or a 70 Mercury Cougar. But kind of similar to one that somebody I know used to own. And it wasn't a convertible, though.
Yeah.
Is that still rusting down your dad's driveway?
Yep. Along with those Edsels.
Man, either fix them or get rid of them.
Yeah, I don't know what his plan is.
Inertia. Especially if you've got money tied up in something, it's hard to just get rid of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? maybe they're poised to make a comeback.
Edsels or Cougars? Yeah. I got rid of that Camaro. I just gave it away.
Yeah.
Because I could have sold it for maybe $1,000 if I was lucky. And I just said, I knew a guy who was looking for one. He was going to race it. So I said, just take it. The guy came from Texas.
Yeah.
All the way from Texas, and he cleaned out. He took the car. I just pointed at stuff in my mini storage. Here, you want this? No. Throw it in the back of the truck. Wasn't even Camaro. Wasn't even car related. It was just scrap metal. He just took it all. And I swear this guy obviously makes more money than me.
Yeah.
It's just, as a favor to you, I'll take anything. Just, I'll clean out your mini storage as basically as payment for taking the car.
Yeah. Well, he drove that far, so.
Yeah. But if you drive, even if you do the speed limit, and I don't think he was, but if you do the speed limit, it's only going to take you maybe 2 days of good driving to get to wherever he was from.
Yeah.
So, you couldn't quite do that in a weekend, but you could take maybe a day off of work.
Yeah, if you get what you want, it doesn't really matter, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, the car was straight. It was rust-free. That was all he really cared about. He took out that 5.7, the 350, and replaced it with a 305.
Yeah.
Because he raced the car, and if he had a 305 making 180 horsepower, they would put him in a class racing against Mustangs that had V6s making 180 horses.
Yeah.
But it was 180 horses with 170 foot-pounds of torque for the Mustang, whereas he had like 350 foot-pounds of torque. Who do you think's going to win?
Yeah. Yeah, I know the other thing we talked about with the video stores is how that's, at least in the video store days, it was easier. Well, not easier, but better to come across like a cult movie because you put in all the time and energy to go there and rent it.
Yeah.
Then even if it sucks, you may sit through it versus now, where you can just press stop and move on. Instead of going, God damn it, I spent an hour looking for this movie. Then driving back and forth.
The way my mom would record them, even if she didn't like it.
Yeah.
We had that huge collection of bootleg VHS tapes, and she had that thing where you could rent, or that thing you bought to remove the copy protection.
Yeah.
So we had, I don't know how many, like, stacks and stacks and stacks of bootleg VHS tapes. I think the FBI's coming for her.
Yeah, because everyone wants a bootleg copy of Dirty Dancing now.
Yeah, Beethoven's Second.
Yeah.
I know, she rented that. I wanted to record over it for something. And it's like, Mom, we never even watched this movie. It was this big argument. But we might someday.
Yeah, because that was when people were, like, recording movies.
Yeah. They were so overpriced.
Yeah, but there was...
For the cost of buying, just... I mean, remember back then, videos would cost, like, what, $70, $80? It was outrageous. So, you could buy a VCR, and for the price of buying three, maybe four movies, it paid for itself. You know, yeah. You bought a second VCR, and... You'd actually save money over the cost of buying if you wanted to. I mean, of course, you could always just rent it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the smaller video stores when they were where every place had a video store at one point.
Yeah.
Bookland is one example, and Farmore, where you could rent the movies dirt cheap. You know, I knew people that would rent 10 movies at a time.
Yeah.
Then all they would do was just record them.
Yeah.
Because their whole thing was if you rent them here, they don't have the blocks on them or whatever. I really don't know if that's true to this day. If it doesn't really make sense that you would buy from some places that would have blocks, or maybe there was. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I think what most people found is that most movies didn't have those blocks on them, and even if they did, the movie might get a little brighter, a little darker, a little brighter, a little darker, but it would still play.
Yeah.
I mean, it would just be a little screwed up. I think JVC was the only company that they actually developed the technology, so their VCRs, you could not record or play back a bootleg, but if you bought any other brand, it was fine.
Yeah.
Of course, that's something you didn't find out until later, unless you had a weird uncle or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the big thing, though. Just people renting 10 movies at a time. Because I worked with a guy at one time. That's all he would do. That's what his weekend was. I'm going to Bookland. I'm going to rent 20 movies and just record them all weekend.
Yeah. And that wasn't... I mean, a blank VHS tape, what do those cost? A couple dollars for a good one?
Yeah.
And you could typically hold three movies, but then they also had the ones that had 8 hours, and those tapes were shit.
Yeah, or the 12-hour ones.
I don't think I even had a 12-hour, because my experience with the 8-hour tape was so bad.
Yeah. Look, you can put 8 hours of shit you'll never watch on here again.
Yeah. I suppose maybe if you recorded in, that took the 12-hour one, and recorded it in fast quality so it would only record 4 hours instead of 12, it might have been watchable, but the tape probably would have stretched if you tried to play it that fast. Of course, I mean, that's obvious how they worked. You know, to get 6 hours on a 2-hour tape, you were running it a lot slower.
Yeah. Or when you wanted to record something and you didn't have a tape ready, you'd have to make that decision. Am I going to record over this?
Yeah.
Then the time that you just, a couple months later, when you want to watch that, you go back and say, God damn it, I recorded it over it.
Yeah. Or you'd set the timer. And this really pissed me off because we had two VCRs. I set the timer to record the Ramones on The Simpsons. And my sister watched a movie and took the tape out. Fortunately, she put in a tape that had the right protect on it, so it didn't record over her tape. But unfortunately, I didn't get to see the Ramones on The Simpsons until the internet.
Yeah.
Of course, with our shitty TV reception, it would have looked awful anyway. Do you remember did you ever record stuff off the air when you had really bad reception?
I think so.
Yeah. we would sit there and watch them. I don't know how many times.
Yeah, because we never had cable, really.
Yeah.
Everything was, you know, over the air. My grandmother had cable, but yeah, but we really never had cable.
Yeah.
The closest thing we ever came to having cable was like we had like the early satellite.
Yeah.
And where he would have to get out there and like move the satellite, like physically move it to wherever the other satellite was.
I think that might have still been in your yard, but I don't know that you still, that you were using it when I met you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember that you would you'd pick up like weird stuff.
Yeah.
But then you'd also pick up like a feed from a hotel.
Yeah.
Where they would show movies, but it was like the movies were unedited and stuff but they'd only show like 3 or 4 movies a month.
Yeah, and just over and over and over.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. You could also, if you were lucky and had a descrambler, you could maybe watch like a sporting event live with no commercials.
Yeah.
Because the commercials, they would actually send it to like New York or whatever. They would put the network commercials on it and then send it up again to the local TV stations who would then put the local commercials on it.
Yeah.
So you could sometimes get the live feed. Sometimes you could get the feed coming out of the network that only had the network commercials and had like blank spots for the local commercials.
Yeah, it was a lot of work to have a satellite.
Yeah.
It's nothing like it is now, but yeah, it was a lot of work.
Yeah, now you can get those little free-to-air satellite dishes. They still have the big satellite dishes.
But yeah.
Almost nobody broadcasts on them anymore. And the same with the little digital dishes that are free. Those are extremely limited. I mean, the only reason why people still buy them is because you can hack them and get programming from DirecTV or something. Of course, that's illegal as hell, but people do it.
Yeah.
The only other people that buy them are people that want like obscure, you can get like Italian language channels. There's like a dozen Italian language channels that you can't get on cable unless you live in an Italian area.
Yeah.
Like you could maybe get it in New York City, but you can't get it anywhere else. But I mean, just like the pizza place, they have one of those little dishes on the roof and they watch Italian sports all day long. And it's all in Italian. The advertisements, everything is Italian. And it's not from Italy. It's an American Italian TV station that broadcasts in native Italian for Italian immigrants.
Yeah. Oh, those dirty Italians.
Aren't you part Italian?
Yeah.
I think we should clarify that.
Yeah, those satellites were horrible.
It would have been a lot of fun, but if you just wanted to watch TV, it would have been a pain in the ass. That's kind of the feeling that we got from it.
Yeah.
That's why we passed on one when the salesman came calling.
Yeah, I don't even know how much it cost at the time. It's probably so overpriced.
Yeah, but it was your only choice, so...
They're going to make a comeback, I think. They're going to make a comeback.
Yeah, I think AT&T bought DirecTV and are planning on winding the service down. They only wanted it for some patents or some copyrights that they owned.
Yeah.
They didn't even want the satellite TV business. And that's bullshit. I mean, that should not be allowed to happen.
Yeah, a lot of that's just even the past couple of years, some of the companies that have been allowed to merge is just ridiculous.
And buying a company, just buying a competitor to kill their product, that should be illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, for democratic capitalism to work, you need to have competition. Okay? Otherwise, it's not capitalism.
Yeah, like with like Disney bought Fox, like the movie portion of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, like, after the merger is, like, completely complete within the next few months, or it's about mm-hmm. done, they own, like, I think it might be close to 60% of the U.S. box office.
Yeah.
So how is that really good for anybody?
Mm-hmm. That's why so many people are starting to turn to socialism. I mean, for fuck's sake. I mean, they think that that's capitalism. That's not capitalism.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you're going to keep getting the same old superhero movies and fucking Star Wars shit. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But on one token, I think it's slowly turning, because I think people now are sick of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I think they're finally getting sick of the superhero movies.
Yeah, but people have been saying that for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes in cycles, though.
Yeah. But typically what happens with the Marvel movie, you know, maybe two or three of them in a row don't perform well, and they say, oh, this is the death of it, and then the next one shatters box office records. You know? They seem to be plugged into the people somehow, so they don't wear out their welcome too much. Whenever they do something different, so.
Yeah. But what at one point when they were saying, we're going to release a Star Wars movie every year.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. Don't. Then that last one, the last two they've released, yeah, actually since they re-kicked it off, it hasn't been that great. I mean, yeah. A lot of people were all horned up for that Force Awakens because it was more like a nostalgia trip and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And really, compared to the last three movies they made, yeah, it was better. But other than that, like, they're just like unredeeming movies. It's like just kind of going through the motions. Because my kids don't talk about Star Wars or anything like that, and they were like the prime age for it.
It seems that most of the people that are really into them are nostalgia, like our age group.
Yeah, it could be.
And nostalgia only gets you so far. At some point, you have to have a good product. I mean, just like they rebooted Ghostbusters a few years ago. Now they're going back to the original timeline.
Well, at one point, there was when horror movies were big. That's crazy to think there was a time that horror movies were like the most popular movies.
Yeah. Well, they're really going through a renaissance right now. At least that's what I read. I don't go to the movies, but I read reviews of movies. I mean, I try to stay current.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still interested in what's going on, if only from a thousand yard away type of thing. So, I mean, I know all about, you know, these new Ninja Star Wars movie. The whole, I don't really have my own opinion on it. I'm just, even when I'm trying to give my opinion, listeners at home, I'm really just trying to stimulate conversation. I have no opinion whatsoever on Star Wars. I watched the first prequel. That killed it for me. I mean, it was absolutely dead. My nostalgia was gone. I just felt like an idiot. Like, even if this movie was good, then I would have felt like a kid again. Instead, I felt like, you know, I was in my late 20s. Why the hell am I still watching this kiddie crap?
Just imagine being one of those people, like, especially now looking back on it. One of those people that waited like weeks in line to see the movie.
Yeah.
Because that was like before you could still buy tickets online and things like that.
Yeah. I read an article with a guy who saw like one of the Star Wars prequels. It was one of the ones that was received not too poorly, I think, but of the three prequels, the third one is supposed to be the best, right? I think this was actually the second one.
No, I think it's...
It depends on who you talk to, I guess.
Yeah, I think the second one out of those last three, it was probably the better one.
Yeah. But still, the guy went to see it with a theater full of absolute hardcore... what do you call a Star Wars Trekkie?
I don't know.
that was full of them.
Sad.
They absolutely exploded. I mean, every single thing was just a massive pop. It didn't matter. And, you know, the guy who says, objectively, I know the movie really wasn't that great, but he has such fond memories of seeing it with that crowd. I mean, it just sold it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that the people that waited in line for that Phantom Menace movie.
Yeah.
They had to be completely disappointed.
I don't know, because if I had just watched it without reading any commentary on it, I probably would have thought, it wasn't that good. But since I went into it thinking, this isn't very good, it's like, yeah, this really wasn't very good. It actually kind of killed it even worse, I think.
Well, it's one thing to be hardcore, but there's still a part of the psyche that goes, I waited 2 weeks to see this outside.
Yeah.
And then you go to see it, and there's, at least I know in my brain, I'd be like, oh, that was a big waste of time.
Yeah.
Because you're essentially, too, you're setting yourself up for a loss, too.
Yeah.
Because it's never going to be as good as you expect it to be.
Mm-hmm. I said at the time that if those movies had been, you know, if they had been done by somebody other than George Lucas and didn't have Star Wars attached to it, they were actually halfway decent movies. It's just, I think the expectation was that you're right, they were never going to live up to the expectation or the hype. It was the kind of thing where they would either have to do it differently and really kick it out of the park and everybody be going like, the original trilogy, what's that? Or, yeah. You know, it was too much fan service. They were too safe and yet not safe enough.
Yeah. And what are the other things?
And that's kind of what I heard about the new movies as well, is they play it a little too safe, but at the same time, you don't really want them to take big risks.
Yeah.
So they should have either played it really safe or really taken risks, one or the other.
Well, the other thing about it, too, is that's when CG was still somewhat new. Yeah. And they were still playing with the technology.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look back at it, because, you know, they were putting people in, and so when the actors are kind of looking at the CG characters,
yeah,
they're kind of like looking above their heads and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not entirely their fault, because the technology was still very new at the time. But now when you look back on it, it's like, ugh.
And just to think, you know, and if probably in another decade or two, people will intentionally do that kind of bad CG.
Yeah.
Because it's nostalgic,
I guess. I don't know. It's the same people that like the Lord of the Rings movies. it's they're too fucking long, and it's, you know, 13 hours out of my day. If you'd watch them probably back to back.
Yeah.
12, 13 hours. Like, screw that. I think I went to go see one of those in the movie theater, too.
Yeah.
Maybe Laura wanted to see it.
Maybe that would have worked better if they had broken them up into, you know, standard 1.5 hour. Instead of three movies, if they'd made it 4 or 5 or 6.
Yeah. I just remember, like, people just going bonkers over them, and they still do. Like, this is so great. It's like,
I imagined I would, if I watched movies, I might actually like those.
Yeah. Maybe if you read the book, and I can maybe see it from that standpoint, to bring the book a life.
The problem with me is I always want to stop it and do something else.
Yeah.
My brain starts going.
Well, it's the time commitment, too.
Yeah.
Like, 3 hours is a long time to watch, just to sit down for one movie, that you're asking a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people have sat down and did like a real like a Star Wars marathon where they watched, you know, the prequels, then the three real ones, and then the recent ones up until, like, I guess, but the previous, through The Force Awakens at least, and just did that. And, I mean, they didn't take breaks. I mean, it'd be like a pause and go up and go to the bathroom kind of a thing, but that was it. Just sat there and chained them and said, I will never, ever, ever do that again. But it was worth it. Because he said, you know, he had friends that were all in on it, but they found out that, you know, they wanted to do like one movie a night. It's like, nope, we're going to start as soon as I get home from work.
That just seems like a lot of torture.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what happened?
I can imagine leaving them on while doing other stuff. And I think that's what the guy actually did. He just went about his business while the movies were on. But even so, to just chain them like that.
Can you imagine inviting people over to your house and they think you're going to just watch one movie, and it's like, we're going to watch these three movies. It's like, the fuck we are. That would be horrible.
Well, when I went to a party last night. Yeah, a miracle, right?
Yeah.
And it was at a restaurant. It was a retirement party for somebody I work with. And, of course, they had, not only did they have TVs on, but you could actually hear the audio. It's like, ugh. Fortunately, they were just showing sports, but
yeah. I think it'd be great just to have a regular party and just have porno in the background, but not even mention it. Just leave it on.
Yeah.
With just low volume.
Or even just with the volume off, you don't really need it.
No, you don't, but especially depending on what type of porn it is.
I mean, if it's just going to be background, you know, you can just leave it on. I don't know. When I hear people having sex, I start getting horny. I wouldn't stay. I'd have to leave. Or I'd be going to the bathroom a lot.
It'd just be such an uncomfortable situation. Especially if you just didn't mention it. It was just in the background. Just the context of it. Like, there's no reason for this to be on.
It'd be better if it was a corporate party. Yeah. Like I said, this was a retirement party for one guy. And it was funny because this guy hates parties worse than I do.
Yeah.
And gets embarrassed real easy. So we were debating, like, there's probably a 50% chance that he's not even going to show up.
Yeah.
And even if he does, there's about a 50% chance he's going to be drunk off his ass. And he showed up sober. Or maybe a little tipsy. I couldn't tell. Because he's just kind of a goofy guy.
All right, should we talk about some video games?
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to mention before we get away from this, I mentioned in the tape, the one that got destroyed, is when my mom used to rent porno for you. There's no way to say that without sounding like a pedo.
Yeah. That'd be considered so wrong by today's standards. Well, I guess it was kind of wrong then, but...
Yeah, but it's not like you were like 12, and it's not like she was choosing them for you.
Yeah.
You know, you were like 17 or so.
I know, her main concern was, you're going to bring this back, right?
Yeah.
That's the great part about it. Even that, it was like no, you know, like no moral obligation. It was just like, you're just going to bring this back, right?
My dad was kind of like that too. I mean, I was a toddler. They were playing Cheech and Chong, like R-rated 8-track tapes. And I didn't, there. And my, like my dad says, we figured you didn't get it.
Well, remember too that, like the drive-ins in those days, people would take their kids to go to the drive-ins,
mm-hmm.
and the drive-ins would show like a regular movie before.
Yeah.
And then they'd show a porno afterwards.
Yeah.
Christ, imagine if you did that now.
Mm-hmm.
At least it'd be more respectable.
Yeah. People are just so uptight about sex, you know?
No, I don't know if it's that. I think people just like to complain.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it, too. The whole high mom. That's what somebody described it as.
Yeah. Because people love to complain or love to have their horrible opinions heard.
Yeah.
And especially now, it's even easier to get your horrible opinions.
Yeah. And the whole thing, it's a way to draw attention to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, half of these people don't even care about the issue. That's the thing that I've noticed. It's just like neo-Nazis. You go to a skinhead gang. Most of them are racist, but most of them didn't start out that way. And most of them will eventually leave the skinhead group and will probably no longer be particularly racist.
Everybody needs a hobby.
Yeah. Well, it's usually kids from abusive backgrounds and they're frightened. And so they joined this gang for protection.
Yeah. Well, I remember there was actually met a guy. He actually got out of the skinheads actually when I knew him. But he was like a skinhead. I'm not sure how it was like a phase, but he was sort of in it. I don't know how long he was in it. But then at one point he's like, yeah, I stopped doing that. It just doesn't make any sense for me. And I can see that. It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be that racist, I mean, you gotta put in the time to it. It's like anything, I guess. You know, it's how much you want to practice it.
But a white kid joining a skinhead group's not really that different from a black kid falling in with the Crips or the Bloods or something. You know, it's... You know, they're just frightened kids from, bad backgrounds that end up falling into a gang. And it's just, who's convenient? It's like, oh, we have an Italian mafia gang in this neighborhood? Great.
Well, I had a, at one time, I had a run-in with this skinhead. And, I don't know, he had told me, he's like, I heard you're telling people, because I don't know, I guess he was dating, so I don't exactly remember, but I remember this conversation with him. He's like, I heard you've been telling people you're not afraid of me. He's like, well, no, not really. And, I mean, not really afraid of you. I'd be afraid if you get like 10 people on one person. That's a different situation. And, he's like, I want to have to kick your ass. And I told him, I said, well, how about if I'll pretend to be afraid of you? How's that work? And he's like, all right, that sounds fine. Like, he was all right with it. It's like, if someone asks, I'll pretend to be afraid of you. And he was all right with it. But I think that guy's now in jail because he showed up to a school with guns or something because he was going to shoot somebody, or at least said he was going to shoot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had I don't think he took the gun into the school, but he was there to fight, I don't know, some high schooler, and he had a bunch of guns in his car.
High intellect.
Yeah. I mean, don't you have other stuff to do?
Why would you even care? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too arrogant. I just don't really care that much. I mean, I'll argue things, but at the same time, I don't really take it personal.
Yeah.
And of course, I'll argue about stupid things.
Yeah, the whole thing. Like I said, you got to be dedicated if you're going to be a full racist, I guess. And I don't have the dedication to do that.
I actually had a run-in with a sharp, because I said that, the sharps are not really any different from the neo-Nazis, because they really aren't.
Yeah,
it's basically, did you come from an upper-middle-class background?
Yeah.
With really abusive parents, so you joined a gang for protection?
But so, where,
It's not any different.
Yeah, but they're almost, weren't the Sharps from like what I remember? I guess they're still around, but they're more like evangelical Christians, aren't they? Because they're not like,
yeah,
they're all about like no drinking and whatever else.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because, and truthfully, a neo-Nazi, because you know a neo-Nazi's a fucking idiot. But usually the Sharps, I mean, their heart's in the right place. That's what pissed me off about them.
They probably eventually became evangelical Christians.
Yeah. Just people with a hole in them that instead of just accepting it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't even remember. They were sort of into hardcore music, but not.
Yeah.
I don't remember what their deal was. I just remember, just from my brief run-ins with some people that said they were Sharps, it's like, you don't seem like a lot of fun to be around.
No. I'd rather hang... I don't drink. I'd rather hang around with the alcoholics.
Yeah. I could just imagine they're... Even in, like, skinheads, like, someone that's somewhat in it, but not really... I just wonder if there comes a point where they're like, really? We're still doing this racing? I really just joined so I have someone to play checkers with. It took a really dark turn.
I thought skinheads were into like madness and stuff. I was like, no, that's a trad gang. Oh, be sure to have the right color shoelaces.
Yeah. I can imagine that's why some people or most people don't stick with it in the end.
Because yeah, they become adults.
They become adults, or
they end up in prison.
Or we're like, we're gonna just listen to death metal. It's like, ugh, please. I still can't believe death metal's around.
Yeah, and especially locally, playing in a punk band. If we switched to metal, we'd probably have a gig every week.
Yeah,
but you know, we just. I just don't like it. It's too angry.
What, death metal?
Metal in general. I mean, I like music that's really powerful, but it's not really angry. Like Dinosaur Jr., for instance.
Yeah.
You know, it's 730 decibels, and the guy is just kind of singing like this. It's like he seems bored, like he doesn't want to be there. And then he starts playing this guitar solo, and it's just exploding.
I just always got bored with metal. It's just very... I mean, all music is formulaic, I guess. I mean, because there's only so many notes and stuff on a guitar.
Yeah, there's 12 chords.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. There's 12. And they only sound good in certain orders. So, like Tom Petty said, you know, different bands ripped him off. And sometimes he'd sue, sometimes he didn't. But it depended on, you know, if they copied it note for note and it seemed to be kind of malicious, he'd go after them.
Yeah.
But especially if it was another band, was it the Strokes admitted that they basically copied American Girl? It's like, I don't give a shit. I mean, it's different enough. Besides, that was another band. It wasn't like he sued this corporation for doing a sound-alike song for an ad.
Yeah, death metal. It's going to make a comeback.
So I guess that's a perfect segue into hair metal and grunge.
Okay. And that's all we have to say about it.
Yep. I know this kind of dominated the previous show. It'd be great. Hey, audience, wouldn't it be great if you could hear it? Well, if you wanted to... Basically, Ron's voice sounded like the drive-thru at Wendy's.
Yeah.
You'd think with all the money they have, they would fix the drive-thru so that you could hear it. But it still sounds like that really bad... What's that novelty song like from the 70s or 80s? With a large orange drink.
Yeah. What's gotten somewhat better?
but it could, it wouldn't cost very much to do it a lot better.
Well, hell, now when you go to like McDonald's, they have those outdoor LCD screens and they're so freaking bright.
I haven't gone through a drive-thru in so long. I just go in and order. Even if I'm doing takeout, I just go in and order. Of course, I can't recall the last time I went to McDonald's either.
Yeah. I'll go occasionally and I'll get like, because I spend more time driving than you do.
Yeah.
At odd times. So that's really the only reason I hit a McDonald's.
Well, 5 o'clock in the morning is kind of odd. That's usually when I'm going to work. Yeah. Maybe 5:30. I absolutely hate traffic. And there's almost no traffic at 5:30, but sometimes I go to work at 5 anyway just to avoid it.
Yeah.
At 5, I am the only car on the road.
I mean, Thursday night I was in Germantown.
Yeah.
And I left right from work. So I had to stop and get myself at least something for dinner.
Did you stop at Sheetz?
No, I stopped at McDonald's.
I thought you said that Sheetz had healthier options.
They do.
Yeah, I was cyber stalking you last night. Or maybe it's the night before. What were you in? The disgrace? The York disgrace? Or was it Penn Live?
I think it was the York disgrace.
Yeah. Because I figured with a name like yours, it'd be pretty easy to find you.
Yeah.
I mean, looking up me, and the whole game was just how many, looking through like Google image search. My nose is a little stopped up. And how many pages before I found somebody?
And yeah.
You were like the top two or three pictures. Whereas, and then I typed in my girlfriend, Michelle, and she was like in the top row. But me, I wasn't even like the top 10 rows. I mean, I'm just not there. Of course, there's that guy on, I think, the History Channel from that Oak Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that money pit. Look, there's nothing there, okay? This guy spent like his whole life and millions of dollars digging there. There's nothing there. I mean, they don't even know where the original hole is. Anyway, so we've got the exact same name. I guess I gave it away. Anyone wants to stalk me, now they can. I'm nowhere to be found.
Yeah, healthier food options. Yeah, it's funny when I look at the picture they have of me. It's like I'm just like, ooh, look, I'm here. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you're a celebrity, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised you gave him your real name and not your stand-up name.
Yeah.
Or was that before you started doing that?
Yeah, let's see. It's dated May 2017.
Yeah.
So it's just like on the verge of really doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, you should tell him about when I gave you that one syllabus to sign, and then on the back, you autographed with Ron Kane.
Well, people want it. This is Gavin.
Yeah. I could tell it wasn't you.
Yeah, because he was saying I should tell him about, because I had to sign one of his syllabuses for his class recently.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of it, I autographed it.
Yeah. It's going to be worth millions.
Yeah.
Not millions of dollars, just millions.
Yeah.
Find one of those countries that has hyperinflation.
Yeah, I'm going to Rockville, Maryland tonight.
Yeah? Where's that at?
Rockville is just south of Frederick.
We were in Frederick, actually. We went to that Airbnb.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Screw hair metal.
Yeah. So anyway, Airbnb, I guess at one point it was actually meant for true bed and breakfasts, but now you just rent somebody's house for a couple days. And it was nice. I mean, you just rented this house.
Yeah.
And it was only, I mean, they kind of get you with the fees. It was only like $20 more expensive than staying in a hotel. But then in a hotel, you don't have to pay a cleaning fee. At the hotel, you don't have to pay the Airbnb fee, which is additional. So it ended up being more like $40 a night more expensive.
Yeah.
Which, considering it's only Frederick, it's like 50% more expensive than staying in a hotel. Almost twice the price of staying in a hotel. But even so, you got an entire house with a full functioning kitchen. Of course, you can always just rent a room, too.
Yeah.
No, this was renting an entire, well, it was half a house. It was a duplex. We rented half of it. And, I mean, it had broadband internet. It had more throw pillows in any given room than we have in our entire house. We got a picture of me absolutely buried in throw pillows.
Yeah.
Of course, Turtle was throwing them at me. Because I got to mention Sea Turtle. Yeah, Turtle loved it. But we were just down to... We do this when we get a three-day weekend. We just go to a town where nobody knows us and just... We go to the little touristy trap stuff one day, and then the next day we just basically sleep in and pig out on junk food, and then we come home. And I mean, I really recommend it. And it's not, it doesn't have to be very expensive, especially since we go to these towns. It's not a, who goes to Frederick, Maryland for a touristy thing? There's plenty of stuff. There's plenty of stuff to do, but it's one of those, if you have to stay there on business, there's things to do. We went to the Toy Train Museum.
Yeah.
Your dad would probably never leave, right?
Probably.
And then, it was a layout. It was kind of like that Roadside America, or I've never been to that one, but there's one in, Strasbourg.
Yeah.
We've been to that one. And we went to this one, and this one was the most whimsical of the three. I mean, they had trains of all different sizes running at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, normally you pick a scale, and then all the buildings and all the trains are the same scale. They'd have these big trains running right past the little ones. They had UFOs landing and stuff. You press buttons, and things would happen. Most of them have that kind of stuff, but this one had a bunch of things, and it wasn't like... I mean, sure, you'd have the thing where you press it and the merry-go-round spins, but then they'd have other, like, weird stuff. Fortunately, we got photos of it all, because I don't remember it.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on in Frederick, I guess.
No. We also went to the Civil War Medicine Museum.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's different communities. We ate at a... I guess it was Lebanese or Syrian cuisine.
Yeah.
We had, I mean, there's all sorts of food. There's all sorts of little weird shops. I mean, there's little weird shops in Lemoyne, and we never go to them. But it's, you know, okay, so it's different people. It's slightly different stuff. They have a lot less Amish stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously. But it's, I always kind of feel guilty about, you know, traveling to another part of the world just to go to touristy traps. And I haven't eaten. Michelle and I never go to the touristy stuff here in Harrisburg. Or York, for that matter. I've never been to the Shoe House. I never went to the York Fair. I've been living here since the mid-80s. I've never been to the York Fair.
You're not missing too much.
No. It kind of falls between the stools, you know? It's not genuinely interesting enough for me to just go there, but it's not kitschy enough to appeal to me that way.
Yeah. Yeah, if you talk to people that actually go to the fair on a regular basis, there's some pretty strong opinions about it right now.
Yeah. Most people that go to the fair just go there to eat.
They used to, but now if you ask anybody about it, they complain because how expensive it is.
Yeah.
They talk about how much, like, they've, you know, they're pricing people out of it.
Yeah. We'll have to start our own fair. We'll start the Wormleysburg Fair. Yeah. Where the hell is Wormleysburg?
Because I think I went a couple years ago because Laura wanted to go. But other than that, I don't have a reason to go.
You can start the Goldsboro Fair.
Yeah. It's on my top of my list. Yeah, it's just, it's not a, I don't know. It's just not fun.
And Michelle practically begged me to go, and I just said no.
And everything's like really overpriced, too.
Yeah. Well, I've got money. I wouldn't care.
I have money too, but there comes a point where it's like, well, you know.
$12 for a hot dog. It's like, hey, come on. It took me 5 minutes to clean that thing off after I dropped it in the mud. That's value for money.
It's like, yeah, I'll take my dollar someplace else.
And of course, up here, we've got the farm show. I've never been to it. I might actually go to the farm show before I'd go to the York Fair, but they hold it in the middle of winter, and it's freezing.
Yeah, if you like animals.
Yeah, but then again, it's only 10 minutes away. I just don't want to deal with all the traffic and all the hassle. You know, you have to park like 10 minutes away, and then you take the shuttle bus or something.
Like, yeah.
If it was a little bit closer and in a little bit nicer neighborhood, I'd just ride a bicycle or something. Problem is, I'd ride a bike there and I'd go out and it wouldn't be there anymore. It's like, I paid $20 for that bicycle. Who would steal it? I mean, you'd have to be a complete idiot to risk going to jail over a $20 bicycle.
Yeah.
Maybe a... They do have those bike rentals in Harrisburg now. I could walk across the river and rent one.
Yeah, you could. Why not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't walk on the water. I'd walk across the bridge.
Yeah, that music fest is happening this weekend.
Where's that?
Just everywhere throughout. That Millennium Music Conference.
I've never even heard of it. I'm in a band. They wouldn't have us play anyway. They like bands that play music.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like any festival. You got to enter it, then if you get into it, then you play someplace.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bought another guitar. I wasn't going to, but it was about a $200 or $300 guitar with a broken headstock for $100 shipped. I couldn't turn it down. So
yeah.
Anyway, and the headstock had been glued back on properly, but it was missing a nut. It was the pickups weren't wired up properly. There's all sorts of little problems, but I basically fixed it for the price of the nut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I had knobs and switches and different pickups and everything. So
gotcha.
I know everyone's going to be exactly thrilled about that one. Yeah. So anyway, now I've got three ESP Vipers. Oh, that's another thing. It came with an active pickup that I can sell for about $30 or $40.
Yeah.
So yeah, instead of like $100, well, I guess it was about $120 all in. It'll probably be, and I can subsidize it, so it'll be like $80 or $90. Yeah, so if you want me to fix your guitar and you don't care what it sounds like or looks like when you're done.
That's a good service to advertise.
Yep.
Just like that. Let's talk about video games. Screw it.
Okay. Are we still trying to stick with the theme, or are we just going to talk about video games?
I don't know. We'll just talk about video games.
All right.
I don't know. Sort of with the theme. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it feels kind of boring to say the same thing that we said already.
Yeah.
You know, about how the first time you saw Sonic the Hedgehog, it was just... I mean, the first time you saw Super Mario Brothers compared to Atari, it just blew your mind. And then you saw Sonic the Hedgehog versus Super Mario 3, and it was no comparison.
Yeah, it looked a lot better, and the sounds were better.
Yeah, and just so much more happening on the screen at once. I mean, the NES, you were limited to, like, maybe, you know, a handful of characters on there before it started to slow down. The Genesis, yeah. I mean, you could have, like, a couple hundred little things on there. Something like 500 before it started to slow down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... It's horrible you can buy those. I hate that you buy those, like, retro systems.
Yeah.
That have the games already on them, but they only give you, like, 30 games.
Yeah.
And then the unit doesn't even play, like, the original games. At least make it operational, so you can at least do that.
Yeah. I know the Genesis you can. You can actually plug Genesis games into it and play them.
Yeah.
But it's the absolute worst of all the recent. I mean, it still has an RCA output. It doesn't have an HDMI. It's, you know, the sound is really terrible, and it doesn't play worth the crap. Really laggy. I mean, they ought to just... one of the things is, it's the multiple bites at the same apple, as they call it. You know, they want you to... every time a new format comes out, they want you to buy a new system with just 30 games on it. And then they want you to buy the sequel that has, like, 30 games on it, but 20 of them are different. So they can resell you the same game again. Whereas something like... what would be nice if they would just sell you, like, a ROM. Legally buy a ROM, and then you could just play it on whatever system you wanted.
Well, you'd have to buy the Soldier Boy system for that.
I actually have a Raspberry Pi 3 in a box.
Yeah.
That I was building one for Michelle, and I ended up buying two just in case I blew one up, because they're so cheap. And I figured I'd find a use for it. Nope. It's in a box, in a box, in a box. I don't even know where it is. And I even have a case that I bought for it and a power supply. I've got everything I need. I just plug in a keyboard and a mouse and hook it up to a monitor. It'd work.
Yeah. And you just have to find it.
Yeah. And I had to, and if I had a use for it, I would. It's like I could hook it up to the TV and use it for streaming media. But I've got like a 30-inch TV. I've got a 28-inch computer monitor. And Michelle and I do not like the same programs. It's like, oh, do you want to watch this obscure Star Trek documentary in Hungarian? It's got English subtitles. No, I would rather watch a gay Southern cooking show from the 1980s. Or I'd force her to watch my entire Red Green collection. Oh, God, could you imagine watching that in like 300 episodes? Just shotgun them one after the other. It'd take you a week.
That would be horrible.
Yeah. Even I couldn't do that.
Yeah. There's a couple shows that both me and Laura like. But, I mean, we have our stuff that I only like, of course, and that she only watches.
Yeah.
Like, she likes shows about animals, and I absolutely despise shows about animals. I don't know what it is. I just hate them so much. And it's not like I want the animals dead or anything like that. I just don't care for them. I don't know what it is.
I don't like shows that have people in them. I don't like shows that have any drama.
Yeah.
I like shows where everybody gets along, you know, and the there has to be drama or there's no show. But I like the drama to come, like...
Yeah.
What is that? Barnwood Builders? Or Cookin' Cheap? where the whole thing was, it was like Cookin' Cheap was done live to tape. And if they burned it, they ate it. If they dropped it, they'd have to like just, well, keep cooking and just, well, we're just not going to eat this one. And the same with Barnwood Builders. The drama is, it's really dangerous work. Are they going to get injured or not? The drama is not people yelling at each other. So this has been Ron.
And Dave.
Right, this is the Aggressive Couch 60-something-other. See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.